We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It's 7 minutes past 5 o'clock on this, the 25th day of March. Let's hop in the car and take a ride. We'll call it the Monday Drive at 5. The CEO and other executives will be stepping down from Boeing. Three senior executives made that announcement today as the company continues to deal with the ongoing scandal and federal investigation into the safety of its passenger jets. Dave Calhoun, CEO, confirmed that he was leaving the company by the end of the year in a statement. Stan Deal, CEO, president of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, has retired effective immediately. Larry Kellner, chief of the company's board of directors, the chair, excuse me, will not stand for re-election at the next shareholders' annual meeting. Boeing board member and former Qualcomm CEO Steve Mollenkopf will take over as chairman of the board. The company has been mired in a slew of negative stories since a door panel blew out on a Boeing 737 MAX plane flown by Alaska Airlines in January. The fallout from that fateful flight shows no signs of stopping, as the FBI has informed passengers just last week that they may have been victims of a crime that the Bureau is still investigating. Despite Boeing's announcement of these range of measures to improve safety and committing to working with federal investigators, some passengers have spoken of feeling nervous about climbing on board Boeing aircraft. Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis signing a bill that will prohibit children under the age of 14 from joining social media in the Sunshine State. Those who are 14 or 15 have to have parental consent before they join the platform. This was called House Bill 3, directing social media companies to delete the existing accounts of those who are under 14. Companies that fail to do so could be sued on behalf of the child who creates an account on the platform. The minor could be awarded $10,000 in damages. And according to this particular bill, companies found to be in violation of the law could also be liable for up to $50,000 per violation. Oh, and oh, by the way, attorney's fees and court costs on top of that. DeSantis previously voted to move forward on this. As a matter of fact, he even has vetoed different bills. For instance, more restrictive versions of the bills that would have banned social media accounts for kids under 16. Well, that bill also required Florida residents to submit an ID or other identifying material in order to join in social media. Pennsylvania's social media bill also making headlines. The bill in the Keystone State, designed to better protect children, has already generated some opposition from the tech companies. It's called House Bill 2017. Brian Monroe is the representative who drafted. Three high school students would would prevent kids younger than 16, from creating social media accounts here without parental consent, and would compel social media companies to better monitor group chats with minors. The bill is set for a House vote tomorrow after clearing a committee for Consumer Protection, Technology, and Utilities last week. Legislation's already been altered following pushback from the Computer and Communications Industry Association, a trade group that includes Meta and X, which used to be Twitter. Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry announcing a fine on an operator of seven Domino's locations in Erie, Crawford, and Mercer counties. They say there were 715 violations of the Child Labor Act. The total cost? $344,000. The investigation into the operator, NWPA Pizza, was launched after an employee filed a complaint with the department. According to a news release, the violations, which started in 2021, include failing to provide breaks to more than 16 child employees. Parents across Haiti are in a scramble right now as they try to figure out what can they do with their kids in the midst of all the violence around them. As a matter of fact, they try to send their kids to school, but there are not necessarily any safe areas. For instance, a 13-year-old, one of many Haitian children, working in a binational marketplace selling items in order to support their families. Just last year, before the violence really escalated, UNICEF estimated there were 4 million children needing humanitarian assistance in Haiti. Between family needs and minimal safety to attend schools throughout Port-au-Prince, many parents are scrambling to ensure their kids not only stay out of direct harm, but also continue their education amid the ongoing strife caused by violent groups. ISIS-K, what exactly is it? And now that they are claiming responsibility for what happened in Moscow last week, when discussing the biggest threats facing the United States these days, U.S. intelligence officials invariably mention Russia and China, and they often look at cyber attacks, pandemics, or climate change. But Islamic extremist terrorism, which animated American foreign policy and defense strategy for a decade and a half after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, has receded as a top-tier concern. Well, in Moscow, at a concert hall, 133 people were killed on Friday. Terrorism threat obviously still looming out there, as a group that claimed credit for it, an offshoot of ISIS called the Islamic State of Khorasan, or ISIS-K, has eclipsed the once fearsome core ISIS organization in Iraq and Syria as perhaps the most dangerous terrorist organization, according to not only U.S. officials, but outside experts as well. New York Appeals Court reducing the Donald Trump bond. The state appeals court ruling that Donald Trump and co-defendants in New York civil case have 10 days to post a $175 million bond, down from the $464 million judgment originally due today. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of state appellate division judges, all appointed by Democratic governors, is a major victory and relief for the former president, whose attorneys had said that coming up with the larger bond was a practical impossibility. The ruling also means the state attorney general, Letitia James' office, cannot yet begin collecting on that particular judgment. Shohei Ohtani's scandal, well, it's not necessarily him, but his translator, could be putting more focus on what has been the Wild West, if you will, of sports betting. Two lawmakers who are pushing bills aimed at reining in the sports betting industry say there's a silver lining to this scandal that has ensnared the Japanese interpreter of Los Angeles Dodgers baseball phenom, Shohei Ohtani. They say it'll shine a very bright spotlight on the plague of gambling addiction. This situation clearly demonstrates, quote, the impact and harm that gambling addiction can inflict, said Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat from New York, who has introduced the Safe Bet Act to deal with what he calls a public health crisis. Both Tonko and Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat Connecticut, introducing their bills before the news broke that the translator for Shohei Ohtani stole $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay off bookies in Southern California who, oh, by the way, were being investigated by the U.S. government. This act would require states to meet certain rules related to sports betting, including the advertising, money deposits, and the use of artificial intelligence. It is 5:15, and that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories making headlines on this, the 25th day of March.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.